What's up, guys? Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. I'm here with my good buddy AJ Cooper, and we got one of the two dubs with us.
That's right. Michael Williams, welcome to the show.
Yep, glad to be on.
And we're glad to have you. And we got kind of a special episode because we got a special golf tournament coming up.
Yep, we've been pretty busy all week trying to get this thing ready to go. So I'm excited about it.
It's time. It's time for the In the Grip one-man scramble. Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
It's going to be a staple in everybody's lives here pretty soon. But year two of it.
Yep.
And once again, we filled up really, really fast. And we decided to take a few more players than we did last year.
Yeah.
Might come back to bite us, but we'll see. We're going to pack them on there and have some fun.
Yep. I mean, at some point, Michael and I were talking, we could probably take the leap and make it a two-day deal. We have so many people that want in, but a lot of people like these one-dayers, you know?
Yeah, it is easier for a lot of people.
Yep.
You know, and the other deal, you know, as me and Josh were talking, a couple of the other things you could do is you could do, you know, if time becomes an issue, do Calcutta night before. You know, there's ways you can do it, but, you know, generally speaking, worked really well last year. You know, we had plenty of time to do the playoffs, and
yeah, that's
could
the thing.
Play a little bit after the playoffs.
So. That's the thing. Yeah, guys play a little bit after, but we do. That's part of this tournament. We want guys playing it off, and you need time to do that. So, but yeah, right now we're at 52 golfers. We'll see if we're going to find out, get some more confirmations, and we do have a wait list. We kind of told ourselves 50 was the max we're going to take, so we might back down to 50, or we might stay at 52. We'll just see how the kind of the flights work out and everything. But happy to be full, and looks like the weather's going to be just fine, yeah, too.
Should be perfect golf weather.
Yeah, so.
Course is in great condition, has been all year.
Yeah, they've done a great job. With the drought, it's amazing how well they did. And to have grass now, I mean, it looks like it's some of the healthiest grass I've ever seen out there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's going to be a good tournament.
Yep, it's going to be good. I'm excited. So, did you already tell them how many we got?
Yeah, we talked about how many is going to be there. Now, we should probably jump into who they are.
Yep. Go ahead, AJ. This is your flight, so go ahead and tell us who's in it.
All righty. So, in Champ Flight, we got 11 in Champ. We got Hunter Baggett, Aaron Benson, Josh Black, Brent Brandstetter, Brock Butler, me, Hunter Felderworth, Neil Felderworth, Mike Fulton, Chris Griffin, Noah Wilson.
Yep, that's loaded.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Can make an argument for every one of those. You know, the one kind of unknown, Josh Black, coming with Ed Thomas, and a crew, and you know, we looked him up on Jen. He's a scratch golfer, looks like, according to Jen. So I mean, all these other, basically everyone else there has, you know, play, or Mosswood members, or play enough that we kind of know their game.
Yeah and you know, Brock Butler is super hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to assume he's coming in as the favorite, but you know, Noah was on that team that they set the record at the four-man, scoring record at the four-man. Hunter was on that team. Hunter's, you know, he won this thing last year. Mike Fulton's always Mike. He finished second in this deal last year, mm-hmm. tied for first in Calcutta.
That's kind of Mike's thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of, it's like he gets started off slow and then he comes back. I mean, last year in the one-man, he did the same thing in the one-man in May.
Yeah.
I mean, he technically would have been an A-flight, declared up to champ, and then won Calcutta.
Yeah.
Aaron Benson, always good in one-man scrambles.
Yeah.
He's won a couple of them.
Yeah.
Good at, you know, such technical with his game, able to kind of make adjustments. And then, you know, Chris Griffin getting two putts at every, you know, green, of course. You know, AJ always in there. And then the Louisiana guys are all good golfers. You know, Hunter kind of stands out to me with how far he can hit the ball.
Yeah, he can just send it. So, yeah, what I'm seeing there is it looks like it should be a very good Calcutta in that fight.
Yeah. I mean, yep, 100% payback in Calcutta.
Yeah, that's the other thing about this tournament. I'm not sure if everybody remembers last year or not, but we have a fee. We have to pay the golf course, and other than that fee, we pay the rest of that money right back to the players.
Yep.
So that's what we want in golf tournaments. So that's why we run our golf tournament.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to A Flight. A Flight, we have Tyler Adams, Matt Anderson, Logan Bulig, Kyle Fulton, Aaron Gibbs, Josh Potterfield, Jerry Quinn, Matt Seward, Todd Shoemate, Jeff Thomas, and Brian Williams. That's another flight that you could probably make an argument for pretty much everybody there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the only one that doesn't play at Mosswood, Jeff Thomas, obviously knows the course extremely well, you know, former Monroe resident. But, yeah, you know, a lot of long hitters in that group. You know, Tyler Adams, Kyle Fulton, Josh Potterfield, Brian Williams, all long hitters. You kind of got the technical guys, Gibbs and Todd Shoemate. You know, Matt Seward kind of in that the A flight version of Griff. You know, that putter can get hot, getting him two putts at everything. You know, you got Jerry's a gamer.
Mm-hmm. Logan,
is another long hitter.
Just gets better every single day.
Yep. Matt Anderson,
yeah,
solid. I mean, that,
and Tyler just hits it 400 miles, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you said, you got your guys that bomb it, but then you got your Shoemates and Gibbs that their irons are just as good as anybody in the flight. So yeah, that's another toss a coin, and any of them guys can win that flight.
Should be another good Calcutta.
Yeah. Yes, very good Calcutta there, you'd expect.
All right, B flight, that's you, Josh.
Randy Potterfield, Danny Benson, you got myself, Derek Friedank, Ryan Watson, Randy Parn, Lance DeLashmet, Matt Paris, Jake Thomas, Darren James, Ed Thomas, Robert Dowell, and the champ from last year was Knocker, Jamie Mudd.
Jamie.
Yep. Yep. We should have made a rule where if you won the flight last year, you got to bump up a flight.
Yeah. Jamie. All right, we'll send him up to A4.
Yeah, send him up there. So, yeah, that's another one. I mean, you get Randy Potterfield and Danny Benson up there at the Yellows all day, they're just going to wear you out.
Yeah.
I mean,
fun with that.
Yeah, had both of them last year, and that's what they did. They just wore me out by hitting the ball straight off the Yellows, and they're right there with, you know, the young guys' tee balls all day long. Ryan Watson's always handy. Randy Parn's always handy. Mm-hmm. Lance DeLashmet, we were just talking, I mean, in league, every week that he's played league, he shot in the 30s.
Right. He hasn't played golf in a long time, but picking up right where he left off from
high school. He was a guy we flirted with going to A.
Yeah. Yeah, he was right there. If he played more golf, I bet we probably would have sent him up. So,
yeah. Matt Paris played with him in the four-man. He hit the ball really good Saturday. He hit the ball good Sunday, too. But Saturday from tee to green, he was our best. He was the best one we had. And, yeah, he just hit pretty much every green. Matt Paris would be a good one. Don't know about Jake Thomas.
Yeah.
Darren James, he's playing golf again, it seems like. So Darren's going to be in the mix. Ed Thomas, steady Ed, you know what you can get with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's up there at the Yellows too. Yeah.
Robert Dowell, he's steady. And yeah, Jamie Mudd, he stands on the wrong side of the ball, but last year was the right side of the ball.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You got Friedank too. I mean,
yeah,
Friedank.
Friedank's a bomber.
After playing with him on that Spirit one of those years, not only can he driver's not working, he can just 8 iron or 4 iron you today too. So
yeah, he'll wear you out. But yeah, all right, Michael, your flight.
C flight, CJ Hayden, Scotty Shively, Tommy Time, Glenn Tommy, Jared Thornhill, Kyle Van Nostrand, Grant Volrath, myself, and Ryan Williams. So you got a couple of the Williams crew that comes up with Brian and Ryan, that group. You know, then some Monroe guys.
Glenn win this last year?
Glenn won C Flight.
I think he's the favorite.
Yep.
I think he's won
in the playoff, I believe.
Yeah, he texted me when he got his invite. He texted me and said, I got to run it back. I got to go back to back. So Glenn's excited.
All right. CJ played really well in this last year. Scotty can hit the ball a long way. If he can get the short stick working, he's got a shot. You know, Thornhill and Williams are all steady. Kyle Van Nostrand, kind of the wild card. He's probably the best. If he has the ability to go lower than everybody in this flight, I think.
Yeah, but just matters if he's been able to play golf recently or not.
Yeah.
I don't think he has been, so.
Yeah. Yep, nope. I agree totally.
And Grant, you know, he can hit some wild shots like myself, but you know, you get two shots at it.
Yeah, he'll shank the first one and hit the next one to pick up. I watch it a lot. So that's Grant's game, and my game's right there with him. So you never know what you're getting. All right, AJ, get D-Flight for us.
All right, D-Flight. We got Derek Adams, Ronnie Berry, Ricky Brandt, Greg Cooper, George Harbison, Jack O'Connor, Shane Spaulding, and Jeremiah Walder.
I just know Jack and Jeremiah. I mean, when you see one, you see the other.
That's right. That's right. But, yeah, good to see him out getting into golf, both of them, too. That's fun. They're going to get a little tournament action here. And, excited to have those guys.
Yeah, looking around, I mean, Debo, he shot low 40s last Wednesday, I believe. He's playing some good golf. Ricky Brand is playing the best golf he's played maybe ever. Yep. I mean, he is.
Yeah, you got to think.
I mean, his gin has dropped like 3 or 4 strokes this year. He's playing a lot of good golf, getting out to the range some. You know, you got Greg from the Yellows.
I think he won Calcutta last year, didn't he, AJ?
Yeah, he won Calcutta.
He's a handful. And then Pawpaw. You know, Pawpaw's kind of like all of us. He can go shoot low or he can shoot high, but he played really well in this last year.
Yeah, he fired 33 right off the bat, I think, the front nine.
Yes, he did. So,
Pawpaw's, you never know what you're going to get with him.
And then George with that Brian Williams crew.
Yep.
Yeah, he puts it really well.
And Jeremiah and Jack don't know them, but they do know they are playing a lot. And then Ronnie Berry. You know, just as long as he can get over that pond on 6, he's got a shot.
Don't put the tees back there for Ronnie.
Speaking of, my goal is to set the golf course up pretty easy. We got to keep things moving.
Yeah, we want to keep moving.
We got to keep moving. We got to have time for a playoff. So we're going to get a pretty simple setup. We're going to play the same hole location
all day.
We might switch the white tees on the par threes in between the 9 and the back 18. But other than that, the golf course is just going to be what it is.
Yeah. Pins, I mean, it's like AJ and I were talking. Even if pins are in the middle of the green, that still doesn't mean it's easy.
No.
You know?
And if the wind picks up, then it's never easy when the wind picks up. So,
so it'd be white, blues, and then whites, and then white, blues, and then gold for 65 and over all day long.
Yellow all day long if you're 65 and older. So, there's, as far as, course setup, tournament rules, it's nothing new. It's just a one-man scramble. No mulligans. No funny things like multi-pin or anything like that. It's just straight golf. And, the only thing is, we're teeing off at 7:30. We're going to start announcements about 7:20. Go over all the rules, make sure everybody knows what hole they're going to, and we want to see balls in the air at 7:30.
We're teeing off at 7:30.
So if you want to get range time like me, better be there 6:30 or so.
Yeah, range will be open at 6:30, so just start hitting balls at 6:30.
Yep.
And, make sure you're over by the clubhouse that you've paid. As soon as you get there, go in, check in, pay your entry. We ask that you bring cash only. Don't write a check.
Yeah.
Don't write a check.
And that's because we're paying everything out.
Yeah.
So everything paid out. If you write a check, banks aren't going to be open until Tuesday. And
makes it kind of tough. And like I was talking to these guys, Bolivar just had a Calcutta with $88,000 in it, and everybody there paid cash. So if they can do it with 88 grand, we can do it with far less here.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. Yeah.
$150
entry. That gets you everything.
And then other than that, you just got to buy food and drinks.
Yep.
And then Calcutta after the front nine.
Also,
probably somewhere in the 10:30-11 range, I would guess.
Yeah, I would say 10:30 is really good.
Yeah, that's what I talked to John Browning the other day. He said he'll do that again this year for us. We're obviously going to pay him, but any guys listening, you want to buy Browning a beer, I'm sure he will.
He'll let
eliminate
you.
That. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He'll let you
eliminate a beer. So, we appreciate Browning doing that for us again. This tournament's a lot of fun. There's no thinking. Just go play golf. It's real easy. And some of the guys that get scared Calcutta, buying teams because they're worried they might screw you and just go play for tournament. Guess what, boys?
Yeah,
you're playing for both of them today.
Yep.
So
you cannot shoot out of this one.
Nope.
Yep. And
there will be a minimum on, what everybody will go for. I don't remember what we did last year.
We'll probably $50.
$50 minimum.
And do we want to say if no pool, $50, you're self-committed to $50?
No, we're not going to make anybody. We'll do a pool.
Okay.
If not, we don't want anybody to feel financially they have to do more than the $150. So If you just want to play for tournament money, that's fine. And we'll sell a pool. There's plenty of guys that will buy this pool.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
But other than that, nothing special, guys. Just show up, have a bunch of fun.
Yep.
And I know I'm looking forward to it. It's really, I'm going to play the three-man in Pittsfield, but really this is my last tournament of the year.
Yeah, they said something about maybe the Mike and Mike is in October sometime here at Mosswood.
It is.
Oh, they have a date for it?
Yes. Let me see if I got it in my calendar here.
Hopefully it's not the first weekend in October.
It's not. It's okay. It's
good, because that's Pittsfield.
The Mike and Mike is October 15th.
Okay.
And that will be the plan, at least from what I am aware of, is Calcutta will be at the dugout the night before.
Okay.
And then play the Mike and Mike at two-man best ball handicapped at Mosswood on the 15th. You know, that is another, you pay an entry, and that goes to the golf course and food and whatnot, and then all your money you make there, that's all Calcutta based, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's the way it was last time I played in it, so it's a lot of fun. Usually somebody ends up winning a whole bunch of money in that deal, so.
Yeah. So they're really, you know, if you're Monroe thinking about it, they really want to try to, you know, get this going. You know, Monroe's been at Norwoods for years and years and years.
Yep.
I think maybe even was at Hannibal Country Club once.
Yeah, I've only played in one, but that's where I played it.
But I'm going to try Monroe, try to get some more teams in it, try to get the Calcutta back up and going. So it's actually this year it's the Mike, and Jay. So
okay.
Jay Mosley involved in that.
All right. Well, look forward to that one too. But all right, guys. Well, tournament's set in stone.
Yep.
Let's do it. See everybody there Sunday.
Yep. Let's go, boys.
You got league match play coming up too. You guys are running league.
That's right. This is Wednesday right here. This is the last chance to make it.
Yep.
So I don't, Josh, you're probably going to make it.
You said I might.
Yeah. I don't think me and you are going to make it.
We're not.
No. That's fine.
Yep.
It's been a while since I made that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck to those guys that are in it. Aaron Gibbs already told me he's going to win back-to-back, so try to pull a Buzz Shaver.
And Will Conrad's won twice. Buzzy went back-to-back, so, you know, got a couple multi-time winners. Aaron Gibbs tried to join that list.
Some guys can just play match play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. All right, well, speaking of that, I think it's time for me to go play some golf.
Yep, go play some golf. And I'm going to go back to work and finish this day out, but AJ, let's win some money this year in the grip. I mean, we worked the damn thing. Let's win it.
Yeah, we earn it more than anybody else, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we deserve it. All right. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, see ya.